We've had an opportunity to hire several new young faculty members over the last year and a half. We have Dr. Paul Dice, who is a reproductive biologist, Dr. Fernando Basse, who is conducting research in the reproductive biology genomics area. Was able to hire a young, energetic faculty member, Dr. Sonia Moshe, who is working in an area that is referred to as epigenetics. Basically, she's looking at the genetic makeup of the animal and the impact that that animal has in the ability to absorb nutrients across the digestive tract. And two new positions that will be coming in providing support in the extension area. Will be a combination of extension research positions. One of those will be a forage agronomy animal science position. This position will be largely appointed in the Department of Animal Sciences with a 40% appointment in the soil, crop, and environmental sciences. There will be a sister position that will be an environmental scientist that will be 60% appointed in the soil, crop, and environmental sciences with a 40% responsibility in the animal sciences. This will be a unique set of positions for us, one position going across two different departments, which, in my opinion, will help bridge the gap between some of the things that we do in support of beef cattle production, because it takes multiple departments, multiple discipline areas to support an industry as dynamic as beef cattle forage production systems in Alabama.
And as for student numbers in the college?
We're actually up a little bit more in the college. There's about 1,200 students in the College of Agriculture. The Department of Animal Science is pretty much holding steady at just over 500 students. We've been at about 510 to 515 students for the last couple years.